Carole King has had lots of number one hits and won an armful of Grammys for her songs. For artists, from Little Eva, everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the love motion. To Aretha Franklin.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
And then, already a famous songwriter, Carole King put out an album of her own, Tapestry, and it became one of the biggest sellers of all time.
And it's too late, baby, now it's too late, though we really did try to make it.
Carole King talked to us recently about her new memoir. One way she managed to fit in all those hits was by starting really, really young. She was just 15 when she put together a doo-wop group back in the late 1950s. She and her classmates called themselves the Cosines.
We got the name off our math book.
But, you know, you already had this natural talent, except that it is pretty funny, some of the first songs that you were coming up with. One was called Leave Steve.
Leave Schkeeve. It was like the thing went, leave, skeeve, bum dooby doo wop. And it's like that in those days constituted a song, I suppose.
But just a few months later, Carole King was a professional songwriter. You managed to get in to see Alan Freed, a really famous disc jockey. And Alan Freed gave you a bit of advice that, as we know nowadays, would seem completely crazy because you couldn't possibly do it. But what did he tell you?
Well, he told me to, you know, open the phone book and look up record companies and get appointments and go play my stuff for them. And no, you can't do that anymore. At that time, the record industry was established, but record executives were actively looking for acts that would resonate with teenagers. And there weren't a lot of them out there, so the doors were wide open.
About your first hit, which was for the girl group, the Shirelles. You were only 17, right?
Yes. Will You Love Me Tomorrow was the first big hit that I had with Jerry Goffin. We were two of many writers that Don Kirshner had, working in the cubicles to write the next hit for whoever. And in this case, it was the Shirelles.
Carole King's musical partnership with lyricist Jerry Goffin and also their teenage marriage ended in the late 1960s, just as the center of the pop music universe was shifting from New York to Los Angeles. King soon found herself in Laurel Canyon, surrounded by soon-to-be-famous singer-songwriters who became friends and collaborators.
When this old world starts a-getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
James Taylor actually pushed me into being a full-fledged, full-blown performing artist. I was a sideman to James Taylor. I was just with him on his little college tour the first year he went out. And James one night just said, "You're going to perform up on the roof tonight." It was just a wonderful transition for me from being really scared to realizing that the audience was with me, and it's because James had set me up for that.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Carole King returned the favor by writing one of James Taylor's biggest hits.
When you're down and trouble, and you need a helping hand.
Did you write You've Got a Friend for James Taylor?
I did not. He was in my mind, but that song just came through me.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
What is your process of writing?
It's different for every song. Sometimes I get a lyric and the lyric, you know, comes off the page and goes into my brain and comes out with a melody. Other times I may create a melody first. Sometimes they come together when I'm the writer of both. You've Got a Friend really just came out. I don't think I had to apply any craft, at least not that I was conscious of.
And I'll be there. You got a friend.
Is there an example you could give of a song that pulled in all that level of craft?
I guess I can. It's much later in my life. It's a song called Love Makes the World, which I wrote with Sam Hollander and Dave Schomer. They were in hip-hop world, and when I was writing with them, there was inspiration, but there was also, how do we blend hip-hop with me? It's not a combination you would think would work, but that is actually one of my most fun songs to perform. I just love it. It just makes me happy and has a little groove to it, and it's kind of sexy, and it's got a good message. Love makes the world go round. Oh, God, I wish.
Carole King, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
King's new memoir is called Natural Woman. She also has a CD coming out containing the original demos that we've just heard of some of her famous songs. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.